The Turnbull government may have scored a significant victory in getting the party room to back its national energy guarantee, though it's a mooted victory, as we've been discussing. But it's still got a long way to go to win support in the parliament for its other signature policy, lowering taxes for corporate Australia. Debate continues to swirl around the government's claim that cutting the corporate tax rate will boost economic growth and create more jobs. The Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, says you only need to look to the US economy for the evidence. It's going through a growth spurt after Donald Trump cut business taxes in December. But economists say the cause and effect of that is not clear. Business reporter David Taylor has a look.
The company tax policy itself is fairly straightforward, but exactly who will benefit from the policy has opinions divided. Independent economist Saul Eslake says he's not convinced workers would see any benefit from a lower company tax rate.
People are pointing to the US as an example, but in reality, there doesn't seem to have been any lift in business investment since the Trump administration's tax cuts came in.
Economist Saul Eslake on Talking Business. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann, one of the architects of the government's company tax policy, says Saul Eslake is wrong. Here he is on the program earlier in the week.
The evidence on the ground is very clear. Tax cuts have led to stronger investment, to stronger growth, to a lower unemployment rate and to higher wages.
So who is right? Well, Sally Auld is the chief economist at investment bank JP Morgan. She says if you look to the United States as a case study, where Congress passed the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, setting in motion the biggest corporate tax cut in US history, Saul Eslake makes a good point to question the amount business investment has picked up since the tax cuts were introduced.
You know, it's probably wise to be sceptical that just because, all else equal, you cut corporate tax rates, you get a huge boost to private capex spend. And I'm not sure, since the introduction of the tax and stimulus package, that we have seen a meaningful uptick in business spending in the US.
Another important point is that despite Congress lowering the statutory tax rate for companies, each company ultimately pays a different effective tax rate. Indeed, very few US corporations actually pay the headline corporate tax rate of 35% before it was cut. Many companies take advantage of various loopholes, to the point that the US Treasury says the effective corporate tax rate was just 22% in 2016. Bank of America Merrill Lynch goes even further, claiming the number is even smaller for US tech companies, which had an average tax rate of just 16%. Tech firms often take advantage of the fact that much of the US tax code was written to tax traditional manufacturing companies with physical assets. Sally Auld argues it's practically impossible to measure the economic benefits, whether they be more jobs or higher wages, of a cut to the company tax rate.
There's no doubt, I think, that you could make the case that the Trump administration has engineered, what is perceived to be a more pro-business environment in the US, and that's been good for measures of business confidence. It's been good for the stock market. You know, part of that may be a result of lower corporate taxes. Part of it may be a result of decreasing regulation, which has obviously been a priority for the administration as well. So, I just sort of worry that it would be really nice if we could make really simple assumptions that if you lower the tax rate, business spending will go up a lot. But I think you've got to think about it in the context of an economy that was already doing pretty well, and CapEx, I think if anything, if we're fair, had already started to accelerate before the tax cuts were enacted. And maybe it happened in the expectation of those tax cuts. I mean, it's too difficult to tell.
But Perpetual's head of investment strategy, Matt Sherwood, says, as the finance minister argues, the evidence on the ground, that is, the benefits to the US economy from the tax cut, is clear to see.
This time last year, the US economy was growing at under 3%. Now it's growing over 4%. So I think you can look at the package and say it's had a very positive effect.
Again, though, JP Morgan's Sally Auld argues even if you can pinpoint that moment when wages started to lift and prove that it did come in the wake of a cut to the company tax rate, you could never prove one followed the other.
It's probably part of the reason why, politicians on various sides of the debate are able to prosecute these arguments and sound pretty convincing, even though they're saying, completely contradicting things, because, the evidence is difficult to find. So, I've got no issues with the fact that, the fiscal package, spending and tax cuts has boosted growth. So I don't really have any issue with that. But I think once you start to get more nuanced or more micro, then I think it becomes difficult to say things with a similar degree of certainty.
What economists can agree on, though, is that the timing of the company tax cut in the US was bizarre. Perpetual's Matt Sherwood says policymakers would normally legislate this kind of economic stimulus during a rough patch in the business cycle. But this tax cut has come when some argue the economy is in fact reaching its peak.
Because normally when you have a fiscal package done, it's when the economy is coming out of recession, unemployment is 8, 9, 10%, business investment is non-existent. So the whole point of the tax cut is to give firms the reason to hire more labour. That of course then creates positive multiplier effects throughout the economy, but because it's been done in this cycle so late, I tend to think you'll get very little long-run growth improvement, and you're going to get a huge blowout in the US government balance sheet debt. So to me, it's actually a very poorly designed and a poorly timed policy that's been done.
Perversely, as Matt Sherwood explains, the short-term boost to the already buoyant economy the tax cuts have helped bring about could see interest rates rise faster and sooner than previously thought, creating all sorts of headaches for policymakers.
To me, on the balance of risk, is that it probably is going to shorten the cycle. Interest rates are having to rise more aggressively from the Fed, and of course that leads to potential policy miscalculations. And so my suspicion is not only is it poorly designed and poorly timed, it's ultimately going to end the cycle earlier than would otherwise have been the case.
But as JP Morgan's Sally Orr points out, regardless of the timing of the tax cuts and whether or not you can attribute the tax cuts to lower unemployment and higher wages, it does work in theory.
In a big picture sense, it is true that the fiscal spending has increased growth that will lead to an economy growing further above trend than we initially thought, and that would mean that the unemployment rate goes lower, and all else being equal, economic theory should tell you that that should lead to higher wages.
That's Sally Old, JP Morgan, Australia's chief economist, ending that report from our business reporter, David Taylor.